You're listening to Eureka on Monocle Radio, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs, the show all about inspiring people, innovative companies, and fresh ideas in global business. I'm Tom Edwards. The Finnish company, Framery, is the global market leader in soundproofed and perfectly designed office pods. These are used by many of the world's largest companies to offer some privacy and quiet, with the aim of helping employees become more productive. Monocle's Helsinki correspondent Petri Burtsov visited Framery's factory in Finland's second city, Tampere, to find out how the pods are made and what makes Framery the market leader.
Pods in various sizes move along the production line at Framery's factory in the outskirts of Tampere. Employees attach glass walls to their wooden frames, then acoustic padding and furniture are added to the inside of the pods. The company makes about 25,000 of these pods each year, and its business has enjoyed an explosive growth in recent years, prompted by the need for more privacy in today's office environment. The company's founder and CEO Samu Helfors recounts how the business idea was born and how the business then took off.
We started the company back in 2010 as a kind of startup by me and other founder, just two of us. And it was kind of we just had an idea that there was a need for private space or private spaces for offices so that people could actually concentrate on their work. Take calls, video calls, whatsoever, so that actually make the open office work in a way. Took us 4.5 years to really figure it out and hit 1 million in revenue. And then while we figured it out, then it took 4.5 years to hit 100 million in revenue. So it was quite a ride for the next 4.5 years. And now it's 14 years since. And nowadays we are global leader in this market. Quite large company, and also kind of totally working totally globally. So we have exporting these products to 94 different countries.
And we're now standing, as I said, on the factory floor. You can hear in the background the sounds of your production, and we happen to be standing next to one of your pods. So I suggest we walk in so that our listeners can also hear sort of the soundproofing properties of your product. So just listen to this background noise and then listen to the background noise or the lack thereof in the space where we're going to go. So let's go, Sam. Wow, it's completely quiet. We don't hear anything. This is really amazing how it manages to cut out all the sounds. This one model is called Framery 6, and it's quite a spacious one. I mean, two of the four walls in this cubicle are glass windows, so it has this like airy feel. And then the walls are covered in fabric and have good acoustics, and they have this like brown beige color. We have a wooden table and chairs around the table. How does this particular pod fit into your product catalog?
Basically, how we build our strategy and what kind of products we are building, it's based on the fact that in global scale, over 80% of all meetings are held by fewer than 6 persons. And this is the biggest unit we are making, and this is for up to 6 people, as the name actually suggests as well. So this is kind of the most space-efficient way of meeting in person, or having a hybrid meeting with colleagues working from some other place. So this is optimized for that kind of use.
Perfect. And then if we look at the elements of the perfect office pod, what is needed? I can imagine that probably design is important, soundproofing and other factors. Maybe talk to us about just the different important elements for the perfect office pod.
The most critical element is always the privacy. So these are privacy pods, so they need to provide privacy, which means that speech cannot be understandable through a wall or outside of the pod what is said inside. The next critical thing is that you need to stay alive in the pod, which means that you need to have proper airflow that removes the heat load and makes it comfortable and ergonomic to be inside. Then it needs to be super comfortable to be inside, both from kind of aesthetics and ergonomics, so how the chairs and how the space works. But it's also super important that the space looks nice. And if you're having a video call, you look nice. So the lighting is extremely important.
Next, it was time for me to meet Framery's head of product, Timo Inkinen. I began by asking him about the materials that the company uses for their pods.
100% of the materials we use are recyclable, which I think is a very good thing from a sustainability point of view. And then as our volumes are already quite big, then we want to kind of have also materials and manufacturing technologies which help us, you know, to produce that amount of products. And then kind of in addition of that, we also want the pods to be as durable as possible. Because kind of when you have a long lifetime for the product, that is also from sustainability point of view a big thing, which kind of helps you to have a product which you don't need to replace every 5 years. Instead, our aim is that, you know, you would be satisfied with the product all up to, you know, decades. And you can, of course, our products are designed in terms of modularity, which means also that, you know, you can replace, you know, the materials. They are easy to replace. So the exterior skins are sheet metal. We are using deep drawn technologies, you know, to make those. And then, you know, the interior materials, there we have PET and, you know, durable fabrics. And those are also kind of easy to replace in the future, which are good for the, you know, whole world.
Most of Framery's competitors come from Asia, where labor and materials are much cheaper than in Finland. I asked Inkinen if a company has ever been tempted to ship its manufacturing to China to drive down the costs.
Well, many companies are coming back from China, and we never did go there. We have always kept our suppliers and supply chain close to our factory because it's so much easier to control. And also kind of you can reduce the freight prices when you have kind of the suppliers are close. It's much easier to work with them when you can visit them. And, you know, all these little aspects bring the easiness, but at the same time we want to have the control and adaptability that, you know, you don't have to evolve and develop those long supply chains where you need to have long, you know, huge stocks. And then we can also react much faster into the, you know, consumption changes and you know, all these factors are a big thing for us.
For Monaco in Tampere, Finland, I'm Petri Burtsov.
My thanks to Petri for that report. You can learn more about the business by heading on over to framerieacoustics.com. And that's all for this week's episode of Eureka. We'll be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, do look out for The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday. The programme was produced by Laura Kramer, with mixing and editing by Jack Dewars. If you'd like to get in touch with the team, email Laura on lrk@monocle.com. I'm Tom Edwards. Goodbye, and thanks for listening to Eureka.